Page 22, Larry Swenson, Death of a Warrior, a Mentor, and a Friend, by Beryl Brown and Michelle Swenson Aguirre. Saturday, February 26, we held a celebration of life for Larry Swenson at the Earl Baum Center in Santa Rosa. February has been Larry Swenson Blind History Month since 2003. He was a great historian and taught us so much. He was a warrior, a mentor, and a friend. So many of his friends came to share their experiences and memories of Larry, his daughter and son-in-law, Ben and Michelle, and their three daughters. They brought wonderful pictures of him with family and friends. Denise Vansell and Jeff Harrington, instructors at the center, are there because of Larry, and they told their stories. Page 23. Most were there as part of a group that flourished under Larry's leadership in the early days of the center, called the Thursday Thinkers. Things Larry will be remembered for: co-founder of Earl Baum Center, organizing Thursday Thinkers, involved in establishment of Redwood Empire chapter of CCB, led the way in establishing the George Fogarty Memorial Scholarship Life Enhancement Fund, taught travel class as part of adjusting to vision loss training at EBC, always working towards mentoring young people. We will miss him. I am pleased to forward the following obituary written by his daughter. Lawrence Stanley Swenson peacefully passed away at the age of 78 on December 21, 2010, surrounded by his family and close friends. Larry was born on June 26, 1933, in Deer Lodge, Montana, to Charles Lawrence and Mary Beatrice Swenson. In his youth, Larry worked for the U.S. Forest Service, the local mines, the ice house, and the railroad. He loved the outdoors and spent much time with friends in the nearby mountains. Page 24. After graduating from Powell County High School in 1951, he bicycled through much of war-torn Europe. He graduated from Montana State University's Law School in 1958 with honors. After exploring much of rural Central and South America, he moved to San Francisco. He worked as an attorney for the Army at the Presidio. While celebrating passing the California bar exam with friends at the Tonga Room in the Fairmont Hotel, he met his future wife, Heidi Schaefer, a German immigrant attending a nearby beauty school. Larry and Heidi married in 1961 and moved to Roanoke Park. They had two children, Greg and Michelle. Larry joined the law offices of Maurice Fredericks and Paul Gaulis in Roanoke Park. Larry was actively involved in the developing city of Roanoke Park. He served as president of the Cotati Roanoke Park Lions Club and was active in the 2030 Club. He loved the ocean and spent many weekends diving and camping at the coast with family and friends. He later opened his own law office in Roanoke Park. He continued to practice in Montana as well, and won an important land dispute case in the Montana State Supreme Court. He was an attorney for Sonoma State and received an award for 30 years of distinguished and devoted service to Sonoma State Enterprises, Inc. in 1991. Page 25. Larry lost his sight in 1978 due to glaucoma. He continued to practice law until 1991 when he retired. He became a strong advocate and role model for the blind and visually impaired. He learned to shop, cook, clean, sew, travel, ride horses, garden without sight. He ran his farm and life very effectively, showing many that a full life without vision is possible. He traveled alone to many areas of the world, including India, Nepal, Thailand, Poland, Guatemala, Mexico, Greece, France, Germany, and hiked through the Himalayas without sight. He was an inspiration of courage and determination to many. Larry was the co-founder of the Earl Baum Center of the Blind in Santa Rosa. The EBC is a nonprofit regional community center of support for the visually impaired, which teaches daily living, mobility, adaptive technology, and sports/recreation. He served as president of the Redwood Empire chapter of the California Council of the Blind. He established the George Fogarty Life Enhancement Scholarship Fund. This scholarship provides cell phones and other important devices to assist the blind in leading a full life. Since 1993, the Earl Baum Center has proclaimed every February to be Larry Swenson and History of the Blind Movement Month. In 2009, he received the Humanitarian Award from the California Council of the Blind for his contributions to the blind community in Sonoma County, for working with local governments to improve accessibility for the visually impaired, for his outreach to visually impaired youth, and for using his farm as a venue for teaching and outdoor experiences for the blind. Page 26. Larry was a devoted grandfather. His three granddaughters, Annie, Gigi, and Katrina, were the joy and center of his life from the time of their birth until his death. He left his mark on many lives and many hearts. He is greatly missed and will always be remembered with great love and admiration. He is survived by his son, Greg Swenson of Rohnert Park, his daughter, Michelle Swenson Aguirre, and husband, Ben, his granddaughters, Annie, Gigi, and Katrina of Sebastopol, his brother, Murray Swenson, and wife, Thea of Helena, Montana, also many nieces and nephews. A memorial service will be held on his birthday, June 26, 2011. Family, friends, and associates are invited to this service at his home. Donations may be made to the George Fogarty Life Enhancement Scholarship Fund in care of Beryl Brown, EBC, 4539 Occidental Road, Santa Rosa, California, 95401.